Dr. Swing, here with Stephanie Trick. You are flawless. Don't you ever make a mistake?
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I do make mistakes like most people, but I'm working on trying to play as best as I can.
Your CD, Something More, is absolutely beautiful. Things like Honeysuckle Rose, Rosetta, Ain't Misbehavin'. How did your buddy Danny Coots ever get on that recording?
Well, about a year ago, I talked to Danny, and I was mostly playing as a solo pianist at that point, and I told him that I would really enjoy getting to play with a drummer. So at that point, he said, why don't you come to Nashville, where he's based, and we can work on some tunes together. So we did that, and then shortly after, the opportunity arose to record a CD together in a trio, also with Jay Hungerford. So I've really enjoyed my collaboration with the two of them. Excellent musicians.
Well, I want to compliment you. It's a marvelous CD.
Thank you so much.
Do you remember what you played when you were 5 years old?
I remember playing maybe when I was, I don't remember what I played when I was five, probably some scales and hand and exercises, but I remember very early on I was exposed to ragtime and the Maple Leaf Rag and the Entertainer pieces by Scott Joplin.
You are a student of stride piano. How much discipline does that take in practice sessions?
I would say that stride piano really requires a lot of focus and dedication, because as soon as you stop practicing, you can tell that your left hand becomes a little rusty, because it requires a lot of accuracy in the left hand and in the right hand, and just the coordination of both hands to create the right feel and the right kind of swing takes a lot of practice.
Yeah. When were you a student at the University of Chicago?
I graduated in 2009 with an undergraduate degree.
What was that degree in?
I studied music there.
Really? And who were some of your wonderful teachers there? I'm sure you had great instructors.
I studied classical piano at the university. My classical piano teacher was Svetlana Belsky. And then during my time in college, I went to a festival in Switzerland where I met Louis Mazetier, Rossano Sportiello, and some other fantastic stride pianists, and they really gave me some helpful advice as I tried to become better at playing stride piano.
I would like to ask you about some wonderful talent that you have recognized and listened to down through the years. James B. Johnson, Fats Waller, Don Lambert, and so forth.
Well, I've definitely listened to the original masters of stride piano, the names that you mentioned. And also, I am a huge fan of Ralph Sutton and Dick Hyman, as well as Dave McKenna.
Yeah, did you ever get a chance to meet and watch Ralph Sutton?
Unfortunately, I wasn't even aware of what stride piano was before he passed, so I'm really sorry that I never got to hear him play live.
Where are you traveling these days?
I'm doing three trips to Europe this year. I'll be doing a tour in Italy and in the Netherlands. There's a Boogie Woogie Festival and another concert there, and I'm also touring around the U.S. at different festivals.
I don't want to pursue that idea. Did you study actually in Germany and Austria as well?
I did a study abroad there. I studied German history and German language.
Exactly. How have you found the audience here at CIJF 37?
Oh, they're excellent. They're so enthusiastic, and it's just a blast to play for them.
You are based in St. Louis.
Correct.
Are you playing in the St. Louis area?
I play mostly out of town, actually.
Do you prefer, solo piano or working with a group, like a small group jazz session?
My experience has been playing solo, but I've enjoyed in the last year or so getting to play with a trio and then also with bands. I really like playing with other musicians because it gives me more of an opportunity to be spontaneous and interact with them, and I like that.
I want to ask you about Dick Hyman. Have you seen him lately?
I just saw him about 3 weeks ago at the Arbor's Invitational Jazz Party in Clearwater, Florida, and he's incredible.
He says nice things about you, writes good reviews.
He was so kind to do that for my album, Something More.
Absolutely beautiful. What about Switzerland? Are you going there? Have you been there?
I was there in 2008. For a swing, a stride and swing piano summit in a small town outside of Zurich. And I returned in 2010. And that was where I met these fantastic pianists, Louis Mazetier and Rossano Sportiello, Paolo Alderighi, John Weber. They were all present at those festivals.
Yeah. Stephanie, tell us about some upcoming concerts of yours coming forward. Yeah.
Coming up, I will be flying to Italy, and I'll be doing a series of 15 concerts there with the pianist Paolo Alderighi. And I have a project coming up with Lorraine Feather, who is the daughter of Leonard Feather. She is lyricizing, writing lyrics to pieces by Fats Waller, James P. Johnson, and other stride pianists that didn't originally have lyrics. And our project, our show, is called Nouveau Stride. And over the next maybe 9 months or so, we'll be recording together and coming out with a CD and doing some shows.
Before you go, I need to talk about your CDs. You have, what, 5 out?
That's correct.
Can you summarize some of those for us?
My first one came out in 2005, and that was a mix of classical, jazz, and ragtime. Then I did a ragtime-focused CD, then a stride CD, and then I did a live concert in St. Louis in a very nice hall with good acoustics. And finally, I did an album with Danny and Jay called Something More.
Before you go, when are you going to see Dick Hyman again?
Hopefully next January in Clearwater.
I need you to find out something for me.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out about some piano lessons where there's a lot of audio, not much sheet music or print, but ear training and, you know what I mean? Do you have any idea about that at all yourself?
Well, he has recorded something on Arbor's Records called A Century of Jazz Piano, and it's a DVD where he performs in the style of the jazz piano greats over the last century. And it's they're very excellent lessons if you want to learn how to play in those different styles.
Yeah. What's your favorite, stride or boogie woogie?
Oh, it's hard to say. It depends on how I feel. But my heart is with stride, but I really love playing boogie now, too.
I want to thank you so much for those wonderful CDs from you and Alan.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Swing. It was a pleasure.